my job.
Oh, thank you. Okay, the Ways and Means Committee on Human Services are the Ways and
Means. One of those days.
Should we pass these out of Ways and Means, or
let's send it to a substantive committee?
Should we pass him to Ways and Means? That's what we're going to do. Okay, the Senate Committee on Human Services and Health Policy Committee will come to order, and we have two bills that we're going to move. We're in work session on. Let's see, which one are we going to do first? Senate Bill 158. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 158.
Mr. Chair, have we adopted amendments yet? So we want the twos?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'm...
We did do the twos? Yeah, before we did it. Apologize.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 158 to the floor, with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
As amended.
As amended, excuse me.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 158 to the floor of the Senate with a subsequent, as amended, with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Discussion. No discussion. Would you call the roll, please?
Senator Monica Anderson.
Aye.
Senator Berger.
Aye.
Senator Telfer.
No.
Question
three. No.
Chair
Marshall. Aye. Okay, Senate Bill 158.
Yes.
The motion passed. Senate Bill 158 will move to the floor with a subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 702.
We did not do these amendments.
Okay, which ones?
The dash 3s and the dash 6s are what we spoke about this
morning. Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the dash 3 amendment to Senate Bill 702.
Okay, Senator Cruz moves the dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 702. Discussion. Opposition.
I was under the impression from this morning that there was discomfort with some involved with this bill that wanted a little bit more time to work on it.
There will be more time to work on it.
There will be more time to work on it.
Yes, there will be more time to work on it.
But we're going to make a statute here.
We're going to send it to Ways and Means, and they can work on it. We're going to send it to Ways and Means.
Okay.
Other discussion? Okay. Would you call the roll, please, on the amendments?
No, and I see the dash 3s, but we're only dealing with the dash 2.
We're doing the dash 3s and the 6s.
Mm-hmm.
3s and 6s, I think, contain the others.
Right.
Call the roll, please.
Senator Monica Anderson.
Aye.
Senator Berger.
Aye.
Senator Telfer.
Aye.
What?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Vice Chair Cruz.
No.
Chair Marte.
Did she get your no?
Aye. Senator Telfer was a no, right? Okay. Mixed motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 702.
Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 702. Okay. Discussion. Opposition. Seeing none.
I am opposed.
You are
opposed. I'm just going to be consistent tonight.
Okay. Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Senator Monica
Anderson. Aye.
Senator Berger.
Aye.
Senator Telfer.
No.
Aye.
Chair Marshall.
Aye. Okay, the dash 6 amendments passed.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 702 as amended to the floor, and the bill be subsequently referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay. Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 702 to the floor of the Senate with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I think it's appropriate. I so feel so strongly about our home care workers and how important they are to the industry, but when they talk about for the Dash 3 amendments, that it could be the operational costs could range from a minimal to $5.3 million. That seems really excessive, but I think that Ways and Means is a good place for it.
Well, some of that, and I don't know how much, would be federal dollars, and I don't know what time period that covers either. Yes.
Mr. Chair, similar concern. This is such an unfinished product. I feel really so incredibly uncomfortable moving something that's potentially of this magnitude, and I do think $5.3 million is a lot of money to spend just to grow a union.
Chair.
Yes.
I too feel it's an unfinished product. I hate to put something in the statute that is so lacking and then throw this at Ways and Means with they have such a burden right now anyway to have to deal with this. Just doesn't set well enough with me to make it a yes vote. So.
Okay, thank you. My support on this bill from the very beginning was that it provides what I feel is a stable, educated, reliable workforce for some of our most vulnerable citizens. And when I meet with brokerages concerning with the development in disabled, what I hear is that we have a hard time keeping workers. That the pay isn't very good. Home care workers have a higher rate of pay. They have benefits, and there is that concern. Now, I think over the period of time, differences will be worked out concerning just exactly which of the developmentally disabled people, workers, will be included. There is a collective bargaining process at some point that will occur. The fiscal is not imminent. It may be spread out over a period of time. So I think that this is a very good bill based on the needs of some of our most vulnerable citizens and a better, more reliable, better educated workforce.
Mr. Chair.
That's my feeling. Yes.
I think that the fiscal bet is on this could really have a turn in the discussion in Ways and Means because of the size of it. So I don't know just exactly what they will do with this bill because that's a pretty impressive number. The thing that bothers me is you heard the department say today that where would they get the money at the expense? Would they have to go to other programs and cut them? Or would they then perhaps drop the funding with the developmentally disabled? So I think there are some real things that need to be discussed, even at the Ways and Means level. I am certainly concerned about those things being addressed, and I think that they can be. So I have talked to some people this afternoon, and I'm going to vote for the bill, but I think that there definitely needs to be some kind of assurance that the very programs that have been existing are not going to be harmed in the future. But then I'm not so sure of what's going to happen to this bill anyway.
That's right.
When Ways and Means takes a look at that fiscal. And so.
Okay. Other comments? Would you call the roll, please?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
Aye. Okay, Senate Bill 702 has passed, and it will go to Ways and Means. And with that, we will close the work session, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
I hear you're a golfer.